And it looks like we're trying to be live again.
Are we up and running?
Maybe.
Welcome to the Peter and Barry podcast after about an hour and a half of...
Troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting. If you ever need assistance with figuring out how off to run your a phone, podcast...
Lady. Don't ask them.
Don't even bother. Peter and Barry coming at you.
Yep. Apparently.
We got the ladies with us. Gwen and Iris.
What up?
There's one. There's the other.
I think it all sounds good. If you can, if our fans from let me recall, Kentucky, Uganda,
all two fans.
Still?
Is it Nebraska or is it in San Francisco now?
We have
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
We have Colorado.
You were close though.
Yeah.
But we also have Nebraska. We also have like Sacramento area.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah. We have Russians. The Russian bots listening in.
Yeah.
What up?
This is Peter and Barry podcast. They speak the minds of Americans. Idiots.
Yeah, that's how they fucking stole the election.
Yeah.
Stupid moose and squirrel.
Yeah.
Stupid moose and squirrel. Where's that from?
It appears
that Rocky and Bullwinkle.
That's right.
Imagine Trump saying, "My favorite drink's vodka." Well, anyway, since we're a little, we got to get things moving. So. Let's see what's happened that you know in pop culture, not pop culture, popular movies.
Black Panther.
What has happened? Black Panther.
Black Panther.
I wonder if any KKK members have seen Black Panther. That'd be hilarious if they had to go like incognito, like in secret, like. I heard it's good.
Well, apparently from the internet world, they were getting beat up by black people at the movie theaters.
Oh yeah, that was
according to the internet.
The same for you, honky.
Really?
Keep stepping.
Yeah.
It was fake. They were like using pictures of like abused people or people that had been injured in like car accidents.
Fake news.
As like, oh, look at what happened to this person when they went to go see Black Panther.
Okay, cool. I was just checking something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So we have a new setup. We all have mics now.
Hey.
Yeah, that's why you can hear us all cluster clear in your ear hole.
For red eyes.
Yeah.
I hope they can hear a difference in quality.
Yeah,
the people in Uganda are just like
they're like, fuck, I didn't want to hear her louder.
Yeah.
So like turn her down, turn everybody else up.
Iris and
let
Gwen.
That mute button be your best friend. Mm-hmm.
They need to be turned down.
I'm just gonna also suddenly you guys can hear her shit.
Careful, you might have jinxed your setup.
And if I just did that, she's out completely.
Are we back?
Yeah, she's still there.
Right.
I got this shit now.
Is that me?
No,
that was Lindsay. But you know what? You're gone too, bitch. All right, so we got
a cool new mixer that lets us mess around with the volumes
and everything. And apparently, I haven't figured out how to play it back yet because for the last half hour, we were trying to figure out if it was picking everybody up.
Hey man, you're a professional engineer compared to me. I just know how to plug that thing in barely.
I can plug anything in. That's what she said.
No, anyways. I didn't.
Shut the fuck up, Iris. Anyways, so we're here after about fucking forever ago.
I know, too long. What did we say that we were saying before we realized we weren't even recording? We thought the last time that we got on here, we were properly like, oh, we're back in business. And it's like, no, there's been some on Peter's end, some life changing events.
Some false start. It was a false start.
False starts, penalties, and then we're back at it. The important thing is to know if anyone knows who, you know, Peter is down in his heart and in his butthole.
Mm-hmm.
he's moving back to the homeland, North County.
Oh, you're going back to Queens?
North County, Queens, yeah.
North County, Queens.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you do in your spare time, but you know. Anyways, so a couple of things happened while we were off the air, off the interwebs. I think Peter got an interview with the Avengers, but didn't quite land the Avengers. But he went to SHIELD instead.
Yeah, and SHIELD pays more
than the Avengers.
Yeah.
It's because of the Sokovia Accord, right? Now you guys can't make
so.
As much. Of, yeah,
it's closer to the. Yeah.
Nice.
It's closer
so
to the source, so that's why it has
and he gets to come back home instead of going to fucking Germany and fighting Captain America.
Yeah, in a pointless movie.
Yeah. All it was is to show to show you off, and then you were only in there for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exact. Yeah.
Black Panther was in it too.
Yeah.
But then you got a spinoff.
Yeah, yeah.
He got his own show. He got his own movie.
My life in the last few months has been like the Black Panther movie. No one thought it could. And it could do it, and it did. You know, right on.
Yeah. he totally did the Black Power.
Yeah, Black Power.
Black Power.
Fuck Whitey. Black Power.
See, when you say fuck Whitey, then that's where the Whiteys get upset about.
Well, Peter's
things.
White, so
he's half white. It's cool.
He can say it.
I think he's full on white.
Full on white. Mm-hmm. Like white on rice? Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's white.
He's secretly not.
Yeah, he's not. He just passes for white.
Wouldn't it have been... It'd be cool like if the comics had made Mary Jane black. Or back then would have been racist. Cause would it have been racist? Because Mary Jane, marijuana, and...
Urban America.
Yeah, Urban America. These urban... What?
Get closer.
Am I good? Am I better this way?
If you get closer, I feel like I can pick you up a little bit.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. See,
oh,
yeah,
sorry for that, guys.
it totally picked you up as opposed to when you're talking like this.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm gonna get in closer.
Just get your face right up against it. just put your
closer and deep.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your lips on it.
No. Just your whole mouth. Just wrap it around. Just no teeth.
No teeth. Because
you'll ruin it. You know, you'll ruin the mic. I feel like imagine
when like an older couple gets like they're older now and they have dentures, they're all gummy.
I was about to say,
hey, sweetie, you know how I said no teeth? Now no teeth.
Did you take them out?
Gum that shit up.
Give me a good gumming.
Yeah, gum it up. Gum it up. It's now rib for my pleasure. I know you love Friends, so I know you remember that time.
I don't.
No, no when I Joey, don't. Where he's like, it's ribbed for your pleasure.
Yes, I do now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of Black Panther.
Itinerary.
Yeah, Black Panther, I think everyone around here loved it. And I'm not just saying that. You didn't love it? You had your beefs with it?
I think Gwen and I had the same feeling about it.
What's that?
It was just The Lion King.
Oh,
it's just The Lion King.
I didn't think about that. That's right. No, I can see that, and it doesn't bother me a whole lot. It's funny how in some movies, like I'm not just saying that. Cause
I was waiting for Mufasa to appear.
Ooh, say it again.
Well, he did appear in the dream state. Mufasa. That was his dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did get the dad coming back in the sky as
and
a cloud.
The uncle.
And the uncle.
Evil uncle.
Scar.
I liked his uncle though in this because
he was misguided. He's from the hood.
No, he became like
he became the hood.
He became the hood.
He was like a scout and he got too much into the culture.
What's the term like in Fast and Furious? You're going native on me, Brian? He went native.
He went native.
I don't know why that term is. It sounds like it's something that's racist against Native Americans.
Yeah, well, of course it always has.
Yeah, right. Everything.
You're like, oh, you went native? God damn! Like really?
You
just
had
slumming
sex
it?
With Pocahontas?
Yeah,
oh, I'll fuck Pocahontas.
Did you notice that they made her tattoo on her right arm? It's like a band now. It's not a tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I noticed because we watch Disney videos all the time for our little one.
I watch porn. Sorry. Oh. I can't relate.
Well, that kills that.
Barry does not watch videos with his little ones.
No. I have to sneak off. Or just wait till they're not home.
Oh, my God.
Gwen went quiet.
Anyway.
I was thinking of something clever to say, but I couldn't.
Black Panther is great.
Couldn't quite come up with it.
I do agree that it does have some some similarities to The Lion King. But I liked it.
Iris liked it.
I liked okay, one thing that I thought about saying about it on this episode is that I like how they didn't do what white people did. As in, like, the Germans with Hitler, is they just obeyed him because he was a leader. In his case, he was, paperwork-wise, he was a leader.
Well,
but
yeah.
They knew he was in the wrong
completely. What was his, what's his dad's name?
The father of Black Panther?
Yeah.
T'Chaka.
See, I have a hard time remembering names when they start sounding the same to me.
Oh, my God.
T'Challa and T'Chaka?
Yeah.
T'Chaka.
That's like Jose and Josue.
Yeah.
Like in Ace
Who
Ventura.
Did that? Why would you do that?
T'Chaka and T'Challa?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little too close for me, so when I was watching the movie, I couldn't quite follow it.
T'Chaka?
he went there and he's not black, so you guys can hate him all. Yeah. Send them all the hate mail.
Hate.
You can send it to I don't give a fuck about your opinion at gmail.com.
I hate everyone.
.edu.
.edu. Get educated. While you're at it, you know, you can also send that your issues with him to Shield.
Please do. Oh God, no, don't do that.
Or guys.
Yeah.
If the wrong kind of people are listening, mm-hmm. we can set up a Venmo and they can send money.
Mm-hmm.
Because they endorse his racist views.
You know what? We can hit up the conservative side, the far right and the far left. All in one.
We'll balance out.
We'll be the Sean Hannity of podcasts.
No, you will.
Oh, not Sean Hannity. The Hannity and Combs, excuse me.
Again, that, Hannity and Combs? You will.
No, Combs was the super liberal.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, and Hannity's obviously the...
Well, I feel like we're more TYT over here.
If Donald Trump could take a shit, it wouldn't look good as Sean Hannity.
Did you see the art that What's-His-Face is doing, Jim Carrey?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I love it.
I don't like it. It's like pandering to liberals.
And that's your whiteness showing.
I guess. But it's like it's like you're just feeding them on their hate for you.
Is it feeding them or is it a reflection of them? Boom. I'm going to drop
Jim
the
Carrey
mic.
Jim Carrey makes art?
I would drop the mic, but I just bought it.
I don't like how he's like, oh, I'm deep now. No, you just realize that you're sick of your profession and you don't want to be in that image anymore. And that's great. But I feel like he's making money off of it.
He was doing protest art back in the 90s.
Oh, was
or
he?
Something else. So,
what?
Can't remember right now.
I liked the mask.
That was a huge protest piece.
Smoking.
Yeah. Yep, he was protesting the anti-tobacco lobbyist.
Imagine Donald Trump saying, well, no one liked the mask too. He wasn't even in it. But people would be like, yeah, fuck that movie.
I feel like everyone that supported Trump would be like, yeah, he fucking sucked in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't even like Bruce Almighty.
I love Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty was all right.
Yeah, it was right. Great.
It was better than Evan Almighty.
Evan Almighty was...
I don't know how that was... How was that even, like, greenlit?
Because it was a sequel.
And it had... What's his name in it? Coming star?
Yeah, what's his name, babe?
From The Office.
Yeah, Steve Carell. Yeah.
How he even got by making those Despicable Me movies? Those are awful.
Not Two Small Children.
I love the Minions.
No, me daughter is like
me daughter is like all over
the Minions, dude. She's like, oh, Minion. I'm like, no, that's Satan.
You mean Gwendolyn Jr.?
Yeah, Gwen Jr. Yeah. Gwendolynita. Why can't girls be named Junior?
Junior. Yeah.
Just put a cita or an ita on it.
Juniorcita. Juniorcita.
Oh,
Junior.
This is my daughter, Junior.
What?
Hey,
is she named Peter too?
Get those stereotypical thoughts out of your head. Like, no, Peterita. Honestly, that's just stupid.
Peterita sounds like she's doing something else.
Pepita is a character from Coco, though.
Which one?
The Pepita. Spirit guide.
That's Pepita.
Pepita. It's a difference.
We say Peterita, Piperita,
Pepeputa.
That's your daughter you're talking about right there.
I meant no. Imagine, Putita.
Don't go there.
do not bring her into this.
Wait, imagine Miguel's like, get your stupid peputa away from me.
That would not have been a Pixar movie.
That would have been great.
That would have been really great.
That's the unrated version.
Yeah, no, that's leaning on the X-rated version.
Fuck you, Grandma Imelda, and fuck your peputa. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. What else is on that list? I feel like we're going somewhere really dark.
Okay. How excited are we about Avengers?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Zero.
Iris already said she's like, fuck that movie.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I said that
you're only excited because your coworkers are in that movie.
Yeah.
That's the only
reason. You're not excited about it. Why? I know it's the hype train.
The
but
hype
man,
penis.
If I could be the conductor of that hype penis.
Choo-choo. All
keep
aboard.
Stroking, everybody. Let's go. We're gonna spray it all over this theater.
Neck and chest.
Face. Hey, all right.
En su madre. I had to turn down Iris over here because she was popping the whole entire time.
I'm excited about Avengers. I just think that it's gonna blow everyone out of the water. Because Deadpool 2, yeah. I heard, is mm-hmm. questionable. I know, yeah. I'm not yeah. just saying that because of the rumors, but I've heard some people like, the trailer isn't like living up to the...
Well, it's their sophomore year, if you will. It's their second coming.
But some sophomore and years are like better than the first.
Yeah, but I feel like they're relying too much on old tropes.
Yeah, and Cable doesn't seem like the Cable that I thought we would see. But then again, I don't know yet.
Have you read much Cable?
No, but...
Do you get Cable?
I think I get him.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Riddle me this.
It doesn't seem yeah, over the top enough. Is that That's hard yeah. to say in a Deadpool. Like, he doesn't look over the top enough. I want to see him...
But neither was what's-his-face, Ajax.
No, but here's your chance to do that. Here's your chance to do that.
I'm going
to
fucking spell it out for you, bitch.
He named himself after dish soap. Because it's so, like, that was the easiest joke to go to, and he just waited yeah. for it to the right time at the very end.
Yep.
But okay, here's my point. I would have liked to see Cable. I always had an idea of what Cable looked like because I had mm-hmm. the card of him when I was a kid. Like a
oh,
like
okay.
A
so you're
over the top muscular guy.
Yeah.
Over the top. If they would have made Cable black, I'd have been like, that's fine with me.
What about if they made him a woman?
That would have been fine too. But that Thank would goodness. That better be some buff ass. Like I want. It would have been hilarious to bring in someone who's like as big as like some of these like Jay yeah. Cutler guys. Like, yeah. the, if you know anything about bodybuilding, I'm sure you know who Jay Cutler is. Or
Jay Cutler, you mean the quarterback for the Chicago Bears?
Former quarterback for the Chicago former. Bears.
I don't follow the NFL. I follow yeah. real football. I'm
but
sorry.
Like some over, like it would have been hilarious football. For Ryan Reynolds to be like, football. We literally only hired this guy because he looks like a house.
Yeah, I still think that. Did you ever see that artist fan work with Keira Knightley as Cable?
That's hilarious.
That would have been awesome. It'd be like completely not what you were expecting.
But so far off the end that it works.
Yeah.
Like so far off.
And it works with that character and that universe. Like, of course, like Cable, you're expecting a big buff guy. And then all of a sudden they give you this girl who still is strong.
Yeah, because in comic book movies, muscle doesn't always mean strength.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that, though. I that sounds like something that would have actually worked.
But you
worked.
Know what ruins it? The Lara Croft movies.
Oh, I fucking hate those movies.
Did you see that latest one?
The trailer? Buck, no, I haven't no. seen it, but I've seen the trailers, and it was enough for me to say no and all their fucking advertisement. So I've been watching shows, and they're like, oh, we're going to have Lara Croft. I look up to her because she's such a strong female. I'm like, no, you're just saying that because that movie's about to come out. It's not organic.
I'm not
trying
it's to
make so
a pitch,
forced.
But...
Image-wise, Angelina Jolie did it for me. Like, I never played the games a whole lot, but I'm like, image-wise...
I played the game, but I didn't like the movie with her either.
The movie sucks.
Exactly.
But I'm like, image-wise, like, they nailed her, in my opinion.
She's Shit. Like the...
Brad Pitt nailed her a few times.
What's that girl in oh. Fast and the Furious? Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez. She would have made a decent Lara Croft.
No, but I'm saying they play a type, like, strong,
oh, yeah.
mean face woman.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm down. I'm DTF at the same time.
Hey. Are you okay with that, Gwen?
I got lost.
He's DTF with Lara Croft as what's her
no,
face?
No, it's just
Michelle
it,
Rodriguez.
The badass chicks and always Michelle. Have to be DTF, or else they look like a bitch. In my opinion, I don't. I'm okay if
so
she.
So you're
is
saying
not
women
DTF.
Can only be strong if they're down to fuck?
Ooh. Yeah, that's what I read. Modesty Blythe. Okay, and she's super horny in that book.
Mm. Oh, I have that book, right?
The only horny, yeah, the only
about
horny,
to go read it right
the only
now.
Chick that isn't horny is Beatrix Kiddo.
But you
Kill
know
Bill.
Why they're written that yeah. way? They're written from a patriarchal standpoint where
yeah.
if they're strong like a man, they also need
they
to
fuck,
yeah,
like
be
a
feminine and get fucked,
or do the fucking. Because in
yeah,
oh, that's right. They hold the man down.
Instead of being pushed into, they're the ones pushing back.
Because they did that in A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, that's
I've never seen that movie. Because
she's on top of him.
You
she's straddling
no,
him.
No, I haven't.
That is a good movie.
Seeing Dan... Can I ruin it for you a little bit?
Yeah, please do.
Seeing Daniel Craig try to breathe through a Stater Brothers bag is awesome.
Well, Daniel Craig's in it?
Oh,
Daniel
he's
going to
watch
it
now.
Daniel Craig's in it?
Yeah, and he gets fucked.
Oh.
He gets fucked.
Oh.
She's like, no, I'm fucking you. I'm the dick.
Get on your back, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
No, it's actually a legit good movie, but yeah. honestly, the best scene is when Daniel Craig gets tortured. Anytime he gets tortured, it's good. Like in the first 007 movie when they're hitting his nuts, I was like, that's torture, bro.
Dude, I just watched that movie again the other day because I was so fucking bored.
That's a good movie.
Right?
Casino Royale is like,
fuck yeah.
It's what you expect and then just enough of not what you expected. Like, mm-hmm. like what's his name?
Was it Casino Royale? Yeah.
Yeah, where who's the bad guy isn't the bad guy. He's like, listen, yeah. I'm a bad guy right now, but there's a bigger bad guy that's gonna kill my nuts if mm-hmm. I don't get the information I need from you. I love that. I really like that.
It's like, I'm only doing this so I can stay alive.
Yeah, and the end of the movie is actually like the beginning of the new era. I love that.
Yeah.
He's got the MP5 and he's like, I'm Bond. I got a tuxedo now. Mm-hmm. Mm. I showed you Casino Royale. You don't remember James it, though.
Have you seen Casino Royale?
No.
She doesn't remember.
Have you seen Casino Royale?
Yeah, nope. I've seen all of them.
But have you seen them? Not just, you know,
I haven't seen anything on the side,
just listening to it while I'm watching it.
No, I've seen movies before I lived with you.
Oh, so you've seen this thing called a film before.
She had a life before you.
You had a life before me?
Casino Royale came out in 07, I believe.
I'm about to run back in time and make that and change that and change the whole entire timeline right now.
Okay. Apparently I can too.
Well, now, fuck. I don't know why they gave you superpowers in my show, honestly.
Why does that lady look like she, like, overdid it at a Mac counter? The one that, Killer Frost.
I don't know.
Like, she's completely covered in
but
silver.
But that's what I was thinking about right now when I look at the mics.
Yeah, that's Killer Frost's mic, for sure. Oh, man. Hey, speaking of movies like Casino Royale, Black Panther definitely ripped off Casino Royale.
Oh, in that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so did Last Jedi?
What?
Remember Last Jedi? Same thing, right? When they went into that casino
what
planet.
What is with that?
They're all just trying to be a little bit Bondy.
But they all, it's like, in a casino, you have to run into someone who is on another mission, but then you guys end up working together.
Yeah,
I'm sick of that shit. Yeah. Black Panther, that was it.
Figure it out on your own. Pull yourself up by your bootstrap.
Yeah.
Something you would say.
MAGA.
Why does it always come back to something political all of a sudden?
I know, I feel like
that's the world we live in.
We're fake news.
You are fake news.
Next on the list, Deadpool.
Deadpool. Love
I know we're already talking about Deadpool, but
love the movie. Love the
I
character.
I love the first one. I'm hoping this one is all right.
You know, I'm gonna pull a Suicide Squad on all you guys, and I'm just gonna love it no matter what. It's gonna be my baby. I'm gonna take it out. I'm gonna let it suckle at my teeth. You know, just nurture it to adulthood.
Are you willing to do that with the Han Solo movie?
No.
I don't fucking give a fuck about.
You know
that
what
movie.
Saves that fuck trailer that for me movie. Is the robot going like this. With Donald Glover when they're taking off.
I still haven't seen any trailers because
of that.
He refuses
to watch them.
You know my policy on movies now. I don't watch any trailers.
That's such a Kevin Smith move. I think he does that too.
There you go.
There it is.
How long did that take?
Speaking of which, RIP, not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, I almost cried.
You think JK? Hector was like, die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die, die, motherfucker.
Just, they'll stop talking about that bitch.
Yeah, they'll stop talking. Or they won't ever stop talking about.
I was
going to
say, little
dead.
Does he know, every time we reference, you know.
We should just, big once guy. We have his address, like, just mail a picture of Kevin Smith in his token. Just a photo of that alone to him, and he'd just be like, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, dude, I was, I couldn't go sleep that night. And I was playing video games, and all of a sudden I went on my phone.
Oh, I thought you said, I thought you meant you couldn't sleep because he almost died.
No, and then I think I woke her up.
You texted me. You're like, hey,
I texted you.
Hey, by the way, what man, was it? Our Lord and Savior almost passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Dude, we almost woke up to a world without Kevin Smith.
That's what you said. Yeah.
Is that
that's
a world that, we even want to live
exactly,
in?
Exactly. I don't.
He's not perfect. And I've got his. I got my beef
you.
With him.
Hey,
fuck
but
you.
His philosophy is
no,
why
totally.
We're sitting
that's,
here doing this.
Yeah, I do not agree with everything he says. However, I think his motivation and his way of motivating people is why we're here right now.
Yeah.
He didn't see what he wanted to see in Hollywood. He didn't see himself. So he's like, I'm going to put myself
yoga
in
hosers
there.
Is trash.
Fuck you. I love yoga hosers.
However, Clerks. Like
999. So much 9 is almost 10.
I don't get it, man.
I've made her laugh.
Gwen hit on it. It's like it's just like a family
with
reunion.
Tusk either. So.
Oh, it's Tusk. Yeah, that movie's too scary for me, dude.
Did you see it?
No,
the Nazi
I refuse.
Papi?
Oh, it was terrible. It was so scary.
Oh, I fucking love
is it
Tusk.
Really?
It is not scary. It's
you
awesome.
It's uncomfortable.
You know what? I'm about to put it on in the background and just get you guys all uncomfortable.
No, I can't see that, man. You know what movie's good and is? It just unravels at the end because he can't finish movies so great. But what is it? The one with the crazy Nazis? Like they're Nazis on another level and they kidnap those kids that were trying to fuck that one lady.
Huh?
Hmm? Pan's Labyrinth?
Red.
Huh?
The one with Ralph Garman in it.
Huh?
The cult. with the Yellow bells. Hoosiers?
Red State.
Red State. That movie's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. I love that movie.
What do you mean?
But it unravels at the end.
How?
Okay, Jeff.
How?
Jeff Goldblum? That's his name, right? The actor?
No.
The fat guy?
No.
Jeff Goldblum's from Jurassic Park.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's John.
Goodman.
Goodman.
I was like,
Goldblum? I've seen Thor like 1,000 times.
Did you get Thor?
I bought that movie.
John Goodman's Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, Fred Flintstone. When they're interviewing him, when they're interviewing him at the end, and he's answering all their questions, and everyone's just like, and the audience is like, what the fuck happened? And he's like, oh, the bells, you know, those students over there. Like, it unravels. Like, it's deus ex machina up your ass.
Well, okay, so if you put yourself in the world of Red State.
Mm-mm, don't want
to
be.
Okay, no. Just hear me out.
Do I have to be a Nazi?
So put yourself in the world of Red State. And...
He just did that.
Exactly. All right, you're back on.
Hitler would have silenced
him. Anyway. No, the whole entire premise of the movie is that they're like the Phelps. Overly religious. They're always expecting the rapture, right? And like, it's totally plausible that they live next
to a bunch of
college students who wanted to fuck with them.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, so how does the movie not unravel?
The delivery of it. John Goodman. he doesn't deliver it well. And I don't think it's his fault because the rest of the movie, he does such an awesome job. So I think that's Kevin Smith's direction. Just not like in poor apologies by corporations hitting the mark.
Okay. All right.
So that's my beef with it. Cause that is such a climax. You're like, What was it? And he said it's so nonchalantly.
It's a troll.
It would have been great if he said, you wouldn't believe it, but some students actually
trolled him.
Yeah.
They trolled the fuck out of him.
I would like it if they said that. And then I just think it ends kind of on a anticlimactic way.
Well, it's not what you would have expected. The expectation was that the rapture would have happened.
No. The bells are great. It's just the way Jeff Goldblum, John Goodman delivered it.
Yeah.
Were we using the word troll yet, though? I know troll's so mainstream now. It's like, ugh.
But at that time, you were already trolling yourself. Trolling was a thing. It just wasn't labeled trolling
yet. We didn't
have
a name for it.
Yeah, or it wasn't prominently used. Like, awkward was always around, but it wasn't until like, we graduated that awkward's like, you know, like 8-year-olds are saying awkward. You said awkward. Yeah, everything's awkward then.
What was that bit in high school where people were like, oh, I'm just random?
Yeah, random was
fuck
one.
That shit.
I hated
dude, that
random.
Was so annoying.
You're a scenester.
Crazy is like another one I'm just so tired of.
You know what I'm done seeing online now? All those memes about being single.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I didn't know TFW was that
like,
feeling when.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
That's annoying. Oh, that's the other one that all those like throwback Thursdays, flashback Fridays. I'm like, what?
I know.
What? How about you live in the now?
Someone's going to like flashback
let
Friday.
The past die.
Yeah. And they're going to like flashback
put
to like
a bag over it
they're
and
gonna
let it suffocate.
They're going to show a picture of their butthole with no hair.
Oh, bleach assholes.
Flashback Friday. when I didn't need to bleach my asshole or shave it. That's gross.
That's disgusting. In some contexts, I guess you could say.
Anyway, next on the list.
Next on the list cuz we're boring Gwen.
No, I was reading about that movie because I had no idea what
you
guys were talking
about. You've never seen Red State?
Yeah.
We didn't watch it.
No.
I know. Barry and I watched it. We watched it together.
Must have been the other Gwen.
No, it was when we were together.
It was Mary.
It was actually a mutual friend of ours that told me, and you were like, "Oh, I'll watch it with you."
What mutual friend of ours?
No, of Lily and I.
Oh. Okay.
Shit.
What? What friend?
Gwen, your friend Lily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Our mutual friend.
Oh, Lily Rose Depp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yoga hosiers.
You're just a bunch of yoga hosiers. I know.
Now, the other thing I wanted to just mention is just thank you so much. I know that's getting like real personal, but thank you so much.
Thank you so much for what?
Well, because we're back in the north. Side of Queens.
3 weeks, yeah. Guys.
Three weeks, really?
But he didn't get you there. That was all you.
No, but it's like, you know, it's just having you guys be like stoked about it. That
so stoked.
Of course.
That's nice, you know. It's awesome. So
well, okay, well, I didn't want to bring the room down, but we're leaving.
That would suck, dude.
We're going where you're.
You put on a Vikings jersey and come out here. I'm like, oh no.
Or you
go to Canada. You're like, I love Kevin Smith that much.
Or I just don't like Donald Trump that much. So
I would love to see all those celebrities go back. I'm like, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't like Donald Trump, mm-hmm. but
I feel like okay, no.
Put up or shut up.
For me, it's more I don't like him so much, I'm really staying. Like, I'll I'm not gonna you. Exactly. I'm not gonna run
then don't
away.
Don't say that in the first place. Make it. That's where I like all these people in the media that mm-hmm. complain about mm-hmm. it because I can't stand CNN. I can't stand Fox yeah. News. Mm-hmm. But they're both feeding off of this turd. They're both mm-hmm. flies to this shit, in my opinion.
Have you ever watched the Young Turks on YouTube?
I told you that guy looks like the Nintendo of America guy.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, that's
he's
right.
the president
yeah,
of
yeah,
Nintendo
yeah,
America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Because
yeah.
the Japanese have their hands or they're puppeteering.
Yeah, always. I don't know who I don't know his name, but I know who you're referencing.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
So you can't get past the way he looks.
No,
for
and
the
he,
message.
And I think
just
he,
listen to it. Don't watch it.
And he yeah. no, not just his looks, but he I think he said something about a porn star that had like a political view, and he's like, mm-hmm. I know he said something really mean. I'm like,
like what?
I think he made some like reference to her job, and I'm like.
Okay, that doesn't sound like him.
That doesn't sound like the Young Turks.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like him.
You're listening to the Young Turds.
No, Turds. I would love to call him. I'm sure someone comments every day that comment on their video.
Young Turds.
Why are they called the Young Turks? They're not all Turkish.
No, but he is. And the Young Turks, I guess. If I remember correctly, it was about the revolution. That like they were revolutionaries in Turkey. So the Young Turks is where it comes from.
No, thanks.
Hey, he's proud of his heritage.
Well, good for him, but not everyone's Turkish. So.
I'm sorry we can't all be proud about the white.
This is in and out, but
white
nothing
power.
Goes in and nothing goes out.
No, the only reason I listen to it is because they do call out themselves when they fuck up.
That's true. I've never watched a full episode, so I'm actually not.
They'll
in the
retract
best
their stories
position to make a,
if they
opinion.
Get something wrong, which most news places don't.
No, you're right, because I don't think Fox News or CNN, they don't. And even when they do, it's like, by the way, we kind of fucked up there.
Yeah,
we're really sorry, but here's another long list of shit lies or
exactly. And no, they will propaganda. They will actually focus their segment on that screw up and talk about it.
That's good.
And that's why, because I don't agree with everything they say.
I like that.
So
I'll give them a chance.
Just
they call out all parties equally too. Mm-hmm. They're not just in it to hate on conservative. They point out.
Oh no, I think I heard that before too. They don't.
Yeah.
But I've heard that unbiased view before, and sometimes it's like too unbiased. If that kind of like makes sense.
It's like saying you have too many facts there, bro.
No, I wouldn't say that. Okay. I didn't say that right. I think what I meant was like you're not going hard enough on them, or you're not. Yeah. You don't have enough. Yeah, you're not going hard enough on them. Yeah. You're not gonna like call them out on their bullshit, no matter who it is.
All right.
Anyway, Young Turks. I'll give them a shot if they're willing to do that.
With a K, not a D.
Yeah. All right. So I guess this is a short and sweet one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We spent way too much time trying to figure this shit out.
But the good news is now that both parties are closer
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
Oh, yeah.
Emotionally.
Keep talking to me, baby.
It's going to be more likely. And now that we got a greater setup, it's going to be awesome. We just need to get some stands for everyone.
Oh, I'm good, honey.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's good?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, because it doesn't. I don't notice a difference. But then again, you don't have to worry about popping off.
Yeah. Pop. That's why I keep having to move the mic away when I laugh, but.
Smart move.
It's better than having to spend $15 on a popper and then getting another mountain.
Why is it so expensive?
Oh no, dude! It's just a fucking. It's nomás es una media.
Okay.
It's just a pantyhose.
Oh,
that's all it is. Look, dude.
You're right.
It's just.
It'd be nice if they had like a miniaturized one that just connects directly to the bottom.
There
of
is some. Look them up on Amazon.
Oh, I bet they're up. I bet they're expensive.
Yeah. You want to spend another $40 on it?
No.
All right. I saved myself $40 and.
Ha!
See?
There you go.
No popping.
Pop, pop,
pop. Pop, pop. Rap, pop, pop.
Pew, pew, pew. All
right. Well, I guess that's it for tonight.
Until next time, which will be very soon after this transition period.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Oh, are we coming back on 3 weeks?
I think so. Mm. Well, I was saying the 27th, Infinity War. We should probably buy tickets ahead of time, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Fandango.
Because that's when we can celebrate. Oh, the move will be complete. The transition will be complete. Hey, President-elect Peter will be in office. I am a crook. That'd be hilarious.
I am for sale.
Yeah, yeah. If he
I'm as cheap as Mark Rubio.
His last day. Oh. Yeah. Dude, boom, bitch. If I was a conservative, I'd be like, I applaud you on standing up to those kids, but you're a piece of shit. Not standing up to the kids, but at least taking their barrage. But it's like, dude, you look like a piece of shit telling a... If I was a PR person, I'd be like, listen, you're going to go try to argue with a dead kid's dad? No! That's bad! That's bad!
Let's walk down the checklist. Are you trashing their dead parent? Are you mocking him because his friends died?
It's like someone's cat just ran over. You know what? At least you're saving money on the cat food now.
That bitch had it coming.
You're factually correct. Inappropriate timing. In fact, any time would be inappropriate for that kind of comment.
It's like, your parents dead? Oh, too soon for some dead parents jokes.
And then CNN for like letting that thing even happen. I'm like,
you're Batman now.
Oh man. Stop talking about my friend.
It's bad enough that you got to ask the guy, like, can you tell us what you would say to the parents?
Your best friend and my best friend, both parents are dead. My parents
are dead. Do you think they want to talk about it?
My parents are dead. Your parents. Is this just a grief counseling group? Like, Tony's my parents are no longer here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's a police officer. Your parents
are not here anymore.
But I kind of had my...
My mom did drugs.
Mm-hmm. Your mom did drugs?
Oh, yeah. That just hit deep.
What?
My father died.
Oh, that's a whole nother... Oh, goddamn.
What are you...
That's fourth-walling it. She just fourth-walled it.
Well, yeah. But...
Too real.
I don't think Peter's taking this
back,
all in.
Go back. Put it... Go into that closet. Open the door. Put it in there. Close the door. You got too real right now.
That is. Dang.
No.
Okay, I think now Peter's getting it.
That is.
There he goes. Now he.
Because Captain Stacy, like, and it's my fault too.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
And I married you. What?
God, you fucked up. What is wrong with me? You fucked up. Mama Junior.
Imagine be so Peter, proud of you. When Peter and Gwen name, are like, the they're like together, and they're like, "Hey, honey, can you go get that?" No, you killed my dad. You get the toilet paper.
Hey, babe, I'm running a little late.
Give me some tampons, you bitch.
I'm running a little late. Could you can you go get pick up the food? Remind me who killed whose parent.
The day I kill Aunt May, maybe we'll talk. Yeah. Maybe, because that's not your parent.
Yeah. Wait, in the comic strip, there's a... I'm just remembering one where I think that he has to give up his relationship, his marriage, to save Aunt May. Am I remembering that correctly?
You probably are, but I didn't read the comics enough.
It's your life.
Yeah, but see...
There's so many timelines now, I don't even know where I am.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, even if I read them all, it's like...
Sorry, too busy working with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And being a parent of Junior... Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Mama Junior Sita.
Imagine going to a restaurant and you clearly have a daughter and just saying, "Oh, Billy would like an apple juice." Imagine, would that really like?
Because
Junior, I feel like it's not enough. Like,
that's,
they know
2018
you're joking.
Now, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I applaud you.
Yeah.
This is my daughter, Stuart.
Yeah, but Stuart could, isn't that?
No, but I'm saying that
some people would call that a girl's name.
It's up for grabs now in 2018. This is my daughter, this is my son, Samantha.
Am I conservative for even just saying, like,
can I have sex with everyone? Everyone?
Where's that from? The Office?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Oh. Fuck you.
I think, didn't they say they're going to do a remake of The Office?
Yeah, they're talking about it. I really don't want it to happen.
Or a spinoff? Yeah.
If it happens, it's fine, but I'm not.
Let the past die.
Yeah, yeah, like I said.
As much as I don't like The Last Jedi, I love that line, let the past die. Mm-hmm. Kill it if you have to. He should have killed his mom.
Yeah. Who? Who are we talking about now?
Kylo Ben.
Kylo Ben?
Yeah.
Kylo
Imagine if Rey said that. You'll never win, Kylo Ben. A fucking bitch.
I hate you. My father.
Yeah, it's Kylo Ren.
You know, the next time they're intimate, he's just going to choke her for real.
Yeah.
He's like, you remember that fucking comment?
And his voice gets all, randomly. Remember when you called me Ben?
Oh, dude, I couldn't even remember how his voice sounded right now because I couldn't
It's weird. It, especially in The Force Awakens, it like transitions so much. You're like, oh my God.
He does the...
No, you're the gonna Batman. Give it to me. Yeah.
The way Batman starts out in the Nolan rises.
Yeah.
No, not Bane.
If I ever see Tom Hardy, Tom Hardy, the fire rises.
you're gonna pull this Dina with Goldberg. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You ruined Bret Hart's disease. The fire rises.
Yeah. And then I will break you.
Yeah. Is this Tom Hardy?
That's not me, bro.
He's got a weird British accent. It's like a bro-y British accent. We're gonna give you the best Venom. All right. It's like Korg from Thor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Venom sucks. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Venom sucks. That trailer sucks. Dick.
Again, I still haven't seen it.
Don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off just seeing Peter's like. Got an like opinion.
But you see my point. You see my point right now. Do you see exactly why I don't watch them?
I knew that was shit though.
No, but you know,
it's like watch. It's like knowing Trump's gonna tweet. Oh. Should I just look at a turd?
Well, yeah. Yeah, like.
I'm correct again.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways. That's why I don't watch trailers. I don't want shit to be ruined. I don't want to hate something prematurely.
Don't worry. I was going to hate that ahead of time. No Spider-Man. Yeah. The minute they said there's no Spider-Man in this, I'd be like,
Well, it's like doing a Joker movie with just a Joker in it.
And they're going to do that.
Or they do a Joker movie and Joker's not in it. Just like Suicide Squad.
I was in that movie, okay? All of 2 seconds. And I loved every second of it.
No honor among thieves, eh?
Oh,
well, you know, when you're running so fast, everybody else is a statue. So
yeah, but that line gets used twice in that movie.
No honor among thieves, eh?
But that...
What's that other line they used in that movie?
Which one?
Cut and run. We did a whole episode on it.
Just cut and run.
Well, actually, we didn't make an episode about it. That was on the alternate timeline. Yeah, the alternate timeline.
I'm you openly see, about
you
it,
see
dude.
See what I go through? I can't talk to him.
That's right.
Did you,
that's
did
right.
You
dead
that
air,
goal?
Bitches. Dead one. Air.
Dead air for sure. Your Subi speaker's still working.
What?
I did.
Okay. Someone has a Subi.
Kevin Smith.
Imagine if we got Kevin Smith to just be on the show for just like 10 so minutes. Cool. Can you just say hi and say?
Can you say hi?
Say fuck you, Hector. Kevin Smith's the best. He would never say something like that. No. He would never say Kevin Smith's the best. It's just like against his DNA.
Yeah.
The holy of the holy.
The funny thing is, he introduced me to Clerks.
That is interesting.
And Clerks too.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh, you guys are just sucking his dick. That's right. Especially now that he almost died.
You were the first one to stroke it, though.
Yeah, that's right.
He fondled the balls and they got mad at me for sucking on it. Make it like a sucker seal.
I love women.
Questionable now.
All right. All right,
bitches, we're out.
All right, dude.
Wubba dub dub. All right, we'll see you guys in about 3 weeks.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, fuck off.
Avengers review.
Woo. No.